Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, January 31st. I'm Mark Daniels. Super Bowl 48 is here at last. The Denver Broncos, coached by John Fox, featuring the NFL's top-ranked offense, will be going up against the Seattle Seahawks and the league's number one defense.
They're a very aggressive bunch. They don't do a whole lot, but what they do is really good. They're long, they're fast, good ball skills. They were number one in probably five of the most important categories. So, you know, it's going to be a tremendous challenge and, a tremendous opportunity for us to combat that.
Two most quoted players heading into this game were Richard Sherman of Seattle and Peyton Manning of Denver. Sherman raised some eyebrows earlier in the week when he said Manning has a propensity for throwing ducks. The NFL's leading interceptor says Peyton may not be pretty at times, but he is effective.
Well, I still feel the same way I felt. I mean, he's a great quarterback. He does a great job. But, you know, at the same time, when he catches the ball, he doesn't necessarily catch the laces all the time, but he throws an accurate ball regardless of how he catches it, how he gets it. He delivers it on time and accurately.
As for Peyton, he took the criticism in stride, saying, you know what, ducks can fly.
I do throw ducks. I've thrown a lot of yards and touchdowns, ducks, and so I'm actually quite proud of it.
Manning seeking his second Super Bowl title. It would be the third for the Broncos in franchise history. Seattle looking for their first Sunday night at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. To college basketball. We'll begin with the ladies. The Green Bay Phoenix women made it three straight. An impressive road victory at Oakland Thursday night, 74-58. Game was tied at 12 before Green Bay raced out to a 16-point halftime lead. Marin Crocker led with 16. Kaylee Lucan had 15 as Green Bay, now 4-2 in the Horizon League with their third win in a row, 11-7 overall. They'll be at Detroit on Saturday. Michigan State beat the Wisconsin Badger women, 71-67. Badger gals have dropped four straight games. For the men, Marquette over Providence, 61-50. They led 31-14 at intermission. Devontae Gardner with 14 points. Golden Eagles now 4-4 in the Big East, 12-9 overall. Milwaukee knocked off Wright State, 68-64. Raiders next for the Horizon League leading Green Bay Phoenix Saturday evening at the Rest Center. That one tips off at 6 o'clock. Number 4 Florida beat Mississippi State, 62-51. 15th-ranked Cincinnati upset number 7 Louisville on the Cardinals' floor, 69-66. As Sean Kilpatrick scored 28, and 14th-ranked Michigan stays perfect in the Big Ten with a 75-66 win over Purdue. Badgers will face Ohio State in a matchup of struggling Big Ten teams on Saturday. To the NBA, where the Phoenix Suns beat the Indiana Pacers 102-94. Goran Dragic leading the way with 28 points. He said a fast start really helped.
We talked before the game with coaching staff and with the players that we're at our best when we start the game well. And I think so. We start first two quarters really well. We were up 17 at the half. We play up-tempo game. I think so. They were a little bit tired.
Pacers coming off a long road trip, lose for just the second time on their home floor. New York Knicks got 29 each from Tim Hardaway Jr. and Carmelo Anthony to beat Cleveland 117-86. Golden State a winner over the LA Clippers 111-92. David Lee and Steph Curry each with 22. Curry has this Warriors team now within four of the Clippers for the division lead.
We're trying to move in the right direction and. Every time you face a team that's ahead of you, you want to leave an impression in case, we see them down the road. And we have to have that mentality every night.
Milwaukee Bucks will try to end a four-game slide as they visit the Orlando Magic on Friday night. On the ice, the Montreal Canadiens beat the Boston Bruins 4-1. Toronto a 6-3 winner over Florida. Columbus got a pair of goals from Ryan Johansson in beating Washington 5-2. Ottawa a 5-3 winner over Tampa Bay. It was New Jersey beating Dallas 3-2 in overtime. Patrick Elias with the game-winning goal. A solid night's work for Devils coach Peter DeBoer.
I thought we played about as good a road game as we can play. We executed our game plan, held them to, 12 or 14 shots or whatever it ended up being. Got a little unlucky there at the end, but we persevered, and it was a big 2 points. I mean, both teams were playing for keeps. We're both in pretty desperate situations.
Colorado, a winner over Minnesota 5-4. Calgary beat San Jose 4-1. It was Buffalo 3, Phoenix 2. Anaheim, a 5-3 win over Philadelphia. The Pittsburgh Penguins beat the LA Kings 4-1. Green Bay Gamblers on the road for the weekend at Lincoln and Cedar Rapids. Second-ranked St. Norbert Green Knights are hosting top-ranked Adrian in a pair of games at the Cornerstone Community Center, 7 o'clock Friday night, 4:30 on Saturday afternoon. In golf, Rory McIlroy, a 9-under par 63, grabs the first-round lead at the Dubai Desert Classic. He leads by two. Tiger Woods shooting a first-round 68. Waste Management Phoenix Open, the stop on the PGA Tour. First-round leaders Y.E. Yang and Bubba Watson, 7-under par 64. Defending champion Phil Mickelson opening with a 71. Baseball note, Texas Rangers all-time hits leader Michael Young calling in a career. Only player in Rangers history to reach 2,000 hits. Also holds the franchise record for most games played. Spent the first 12 years of his career in Texas before splitting last season with the Phillies and the Dodgers. And NASCAR tweaking its chase for the Sprint Cup title. The field of drivers in the chase will expand from 12 to 16, and it will include elimination rounds to determine the winner. The number of drivers will decrease every three chase races, eventually be down to just four when the series concludes its season November 16th at Homestead. Highest finishing driver among the final four at Homestead will win the Sprint Cup championship. The NASCAR season gets underway with the Daytona 500 later next month. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.